Final 20 minutes to be questions from you. I've covered the majority of the principles that I wanted to. So if we can start here, Brother Chuck.
Brother Chuck.
Chuck, sorry.
Everyone does that. We commented on the principle of confidentiality.
Yes.
And, you know, there's a movement afoot to confront or perhaps challenge that premise, because confidentiality seems to do oftentimes more damage than good.
Yeah.
And some brethren have recommended saying, when we hear the word, can you take this in confidence, that I can, up until the point that the information revealed should cause me as an arranging board member to take action for the health of the ecclesia. How do we deal with confidentiality?
Right, Brother Chuck has asked a question about confidentiality and how we deal with it. There are actually two aspects to that, Brother Chuck. You said if someone has given you information and asked you to maintain it in confidence, that's one side of it. When I was talking about confidentiality before, I was referring to particular details of an issue which, because of their sensitivity, ought to be kept in confidence. Now, let me deal with the first of those first, if I can. And that is, if you're asked to retain something in confidence, then you must let the person know that it may not be possible for you to do so. Knowledge brings responsibility, as we know. And once that knowledge is brought to us, then it may require us to do something with it. It almost always does. And what we have to do with that knowledge may not be to retain it just to ourselves. We may have to share it with others. And so we need to let the person know straight away that that could be the case. That it's not my intention to spread this around. However, once I know what you're going to tell me, I may be impelled by that information to do something with it. So please understand it before you tell me. So that's number one. The second issue, where you've got matters that are sensitive and how you deal with that, it can be that the very fact that you've got sensitive information, which you're saying to the ecclesia you're keeping in confidence, only arouses greater inquisitiveness. As arranging brethren, we cannot hide information from the rest of the ecclesia. We are ecclesial servants. What, however, we can do is say to an ecclesia, the arranging brethren are trying to deal with this to the best of their ability. They've learned certain information which, for the sake of the individuals involved, could be harmful if we just divulged it everywhere. We ask you to respect that. We will try and tell you the salient information that we are discussing without revealing the salacious details. And normally, a brother or sister will respect that. They will realise that you're being as honest as you possibly can in that situation, and will not ask any more. But if they demand to see all the correspondence and know all the details, then we must, as arranging brethren, reveal it. Because we're only there, as I say, as ecclesial servants. There's a hand up at the back here.
Brother Michael, you brought our attention to 2 Corinthians verse 6, where it says, of many, meaning yes, majority. So I take that at its face value that it was an ecclesial act.
Yes.
In the case of to disfellowship someone in fellowship, is that a responsibility of the ecclesia, or could that be delegated, so to speak, to the arranging board?
That depends on your ecclesial constitution. If you're asking me, sorry, repeat the question. Sorry, Brother Reuben. Yes, in the case of a disfellowship, can that be undertaken by an ecclesial vote or by arranging brethren, I think was the question.
Well, should it be an ecclesial?
Should it be an ecclesial decision?
I
say, it depends what your constitution says as to what actually happens. If you're asking me my opinion, My opinion from Scripture is that it ought to be an ecclesial decision. And that arranging brethren should not themselves take disfellowship action. There is in many ecclesial constitutions, however, a clause which says that if it's discovered that a brother is setting out by design to preach false doctrine, then his appointments ought to cease forthwith. Now, that's a different matter. So that what the arranging brethren are doing are trying to protect the ecclesia's platform and its preaching, but the brothers' fellowship, I think, would then be a matter for the ecclesia as a whole, and the arranging brethren should take a recommendation to the ecclesia, and the ecclesia should determine his fellowship. Now, Brother Garr had his hand up a long while ago, and I apologise.
Returning to the question of confidentiality, it seems like a difficult aspect of that is the elders usually ABs, but they're also counselors. And so you may have people come to an elder about a problem to get be counseled on that problem and confide information on that basis. They're expecting it, they're requesting that it be kept confidential.
Yes.
And to tell them you can, is essentially, you may set tell them that they can't
get any counsel. Yeah, Brother Garr is saying that someone can come to you as an elder brother for your counsel in a particular situation, and if you're saying to them, I'm sorry, that information I can't keep confidential, blocks them coming to you and discussing it with you. There's a dilemma here, and I acknowledge it's a dilemma. However, it's a dilemma that's faced in the world outside. If you go to a doctor, and impart information to him which it is his duty by law to divulge to the authorities, although he has an oath of confidentiality, he will take that information to the authorities. He's got to do it. So that there is no ultimate confidentiality in this world. None whatsoever. And there isn't, I believe, in ecclesial life either. We cannot guarantee absolute confidentiality to any individual. Brother Steve.
Changing subjects slightly, but still in fellowship. What if there was a brother in the Corinth Ecclesia who disagreed with a first principle doctrine in the Corinth Ecclesia and decided to withdraw fellowship himself from the Corinthian Ecclesia, but still wanted to have fellowship with the Athens Ecclesia?
You can't do it.
Can't do it.
An individual cannot withdraw fellowship from an ecclesia in fellowship and still claim to have fellowship with all the other ecclesias.
Okay. And is that addressed in the ecclesial guide?
Yes.
Okay. Oh. Thank you very much.
Yes. Brother Bruce.
Brother Michael, I just wonder if you could give us some parameters about the about how you could relate to the definition of good standing. You commented on it earlier. But we seem to be, as a community, all over the place on what a person or a brother or sister who's requiring a transfer, how you really identify them in good standing.
Right.
Some wouldn't on certain areas.
Right. Yeah. Brother Bruce is asking how you determine whether a brother or sister is in good standing. It's probably easier to say how a brother or sister is not in good standing. And a brother or sister who is not in good standing is a member of an ecclesia who has an unresolved issue with the ecclesia. Something that's been raised to the ecclesial level, that matter has not finally been resolved. There is still that issue that exists. It may be that the ecclesia has taken certain disciplinary action short of withdrawal of fellowship. And so that individual, that brother or sister, cannot be transferred in good standing, so that ecclesia B then says, well, we're happy to welcome them with open arms, we'll appoint the brother as superintendent of our Sunday school, the sister will be involved on our welfare committee straight off the bat. That's the difficulty, you see. As soon as you transfer an individual and say they've come with no stain on their character, then that's how they're accepted by the ecclesia. But the matters have not been resolved back at the first ecclesia. Now, it could be that ecclesia A says, although those matters have not finally been resolved, nonetheless, for the good of both parties, it's perhaps right that a transfer should take place. So we will transfer that brother and sister so long as Ecclesia B realizes that that problem still exists. And then they will act as a family group would act in those circumstances, taking account of the information that they've been given at the time of transfer by Ecclesia A. Don't know whether that helps. That's the way I understand someone who's in good standing. Right at the back, Brother Gordon, isn't it?
Yes, the question of disfellowshipping a brother or a sister, and that action being either by the action of the board or the meeting as a whole, does not our mechanics of our meeting in terms of our quarterly business meeting confirm the actions of the arranging board? The action of having to verify that a person by their actions has withdrawn themselves from the body by their actions is confirmed by the actions of the board by the meeting itself when it says, yes, we agree with the actions of our arranging board. So in a sense, the meeting does say take part in that disfellowship.
Yeah, right, Brother Gordon's point is that if you had someone who was withdrawn from by the arranging brethren, come the quarterly business meeting, when the arranging brethren's decisions are endorsed by the ecclesia is in effect taking that decision. You can hold that view. It happens not to be a view that I hold. I think there is an advantage, as well as it being the responsibility of the whole ecclesia to determine an individual's fellowship. The advantage is this, and I can remember meeting it when I first joined my present ecclesia. The first business meeting that I went to as a member of the Shirley Ecclesia, there was a recommendation from the arranging brethren about the withdrawal of fellowship from a sister who had not attended for some time. And there had been various sessions trying to encourage this sister to return, which had been unsuccessful. And the arranging brethren recommended that the ecclesia should withdraw fellowship. The ecclesia said, however, we would like you now to go back to that sister, having brought this recommendation to us as an ecclesial body, we would like you to go back to that sister with an appeal from all the brethren and sisters who are here this evening and say to her, we have missed you. We want you back in our midst. We appeal to you to return. And they did not take a decision on her fellowship that evening. And so the arranging brethren went back to the sister with that appeal. And do you know, she came back. Now, which would you rather had? The ecclesia endorsing a decision that the arranging brethren took, or the ecclesial appeal to the conscience of that sister? Now, you could argue that the arranging brethren should have done that before. I'm sure they did as brethren. But to say that the whole ecclesia had made that point had an enormous impact upon her, it would seem. Yes, Brother Gordon, please come back.
Well, my point would be, isn't that exactly what that meeting should have does when it has the opportunity to confirm or disconfirm the decision of the board? Because that's exactly what you were saying.
I think if she had already received a letter saying you're out of fellowship, then to get another one from the ecclesia saying please come back, she would have not known where she stood. That's my own view. I'll leave you to draw your own judgment. Brother Trevor.
Yes, thank you for your opportunity to talk to you today, because you're a brother who I think can impart a lot of wisdom to us. My question to you is, I've come from another country, I've moved around different ecclesias in this country, and I've got the understanding that there is a difference of interpretation as to what central fellowship is and how it's practiced. And correct me if I'm wrong, but if a brother is withdrawn from by an ecclesia, and that's made known to the Christadelphian magazine, and the Christadelphian magazine, to the best of its ability, acknowledges that and prints that. Is that disfellowship brother now out of fellowship with all other central ecclesias, so that if I was to move, say, with my ecclesia, and that brother was finding a haven in some other ecclesia and decided to go to a Bible school or some other place, and I was in attendance there, my view of it was, as I understood it from at least the Australian perspective, that I'm out of fellowship because this brother, it doesn't matter where they are in the world, the rest of the central brethren ought to recognize that, and it's just unfortunate that some don't. Do you understand what
yes,
I'm asking?
Yes, yes. But Brother Trevor's question is, if someone who is disfellowshipped by one ecclesia, is that recognized by all other ecclesias? Is that the way in which the central fellowship operates? And the simple answer to that is yes, irrespective, by the way, of that, whether that information is published in the Christadelphian magazine. That's not the important part. The important part is the decision that's taken by the ecclesia. If an ecclesia withdraws fellowship, that individual is out of fellowship